welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Second Thessalonians. The Bible tells us here that something is going to take place in the last days. I am seeing this personally. I'm seeing this unfold, and I'm believing you are too. Something is taking place. And I'll just read some of these scripture verses, and then we're going to talk about some of the truth that's in the Word of God, referring to covenants. God has established a covenant with us, a covenant. Powerful word. The word covenant is extremely powerful. Listen to the first, let's go to 2:1. Yeah, but relative to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and our gathering together to meet him, we beg you, brethren, not to allow your minds to be quickly unsettled or disturbed or kept excited or alarmed, whether it be by some pretended revelation of the Spirit or by word or by letter alleged to be from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has already arrived and it's already here. Amen? The word fake news, every time I turn it on, it's always fake, fake, fake. Is it unbelievable? Don't listen to the fake news that the church is on its last leg. Amen. Those kind of preachers, turn them off. Amen. The church has seen its best day. Turn it off. It's not true. There's no support behind that. There's no scripture to support that. The best time for the church is right now, and it's coming. The best time for you and I is coming. Say, it's coming. We're stepping into something brand new, like never before. Say, the best is yet to come. Say, the best is yet to come. Try it again. Say, the best is yet to come. Say, my ignition key is my mouth. Say, life and death is in the power of the tongue. All right, let's read the next verse. Let no one deceive or beguile you in any way. For the day will not come except, here's what we're talking about, the apostasy comes first. What's the apostasy? In the King James, it describes the word apostasy. Unless the predicted great falling away of those who have professed to be Christians has come. There are believers and there's make-believers. Going to church doesn't make you a believer. Religion stands smack up against the Word of God. Religion keeps you in a bind and makes you have to do this, or else something's wrong. I'm here to tell you that the Spirit of the living God breaks through religion. Amen? Say it breaks through. And there are a lot of folks that are going to be surprised, but Harvest Church and everyone who listens around the world by radio and television and every other way to hear it, I'm here to tell you that the great apostasy and falling away of the church amongst the believers is happening right now. Say, it's happening right now. This is not something that we're going to see. This is something that's taking place right now. Listen to the next part of this verse, because it all fits together. These two things must be apparent before Jesus returns. So if we're already seeing this great apostasy or falling away, what does that say to you and I? He's coming. It's nearer than ever before. Let no one deceive or beguile you in any way, for that day will not come except the great apostasy, say first, there it is. And the man of lawlessness, sin is revealed. That means the Antichrist. The Antichrist spirit is already here. Lawlessness is already here. It's not something that's going to happen. Lawlessness is already here. It's part of the plan of the enemy to bring lawlessness to every level. But it's your responsibility and mine to be so strong in the Word of God that things that come that Satan has set up for us, the traps, will not prosper. Say they won't prosper. Hallelujah. Understand, the Bible tells us that Satan is already a defeated foe. Am I correct? Jesus Christ is victorious, and he has literally beat Satan up to a pulp, and for my God, by the blood of Jesus Christ, has brought you and I back to our rightful place like Adam was before sin. Amen? Glory to, say glory to God. Now listen to several of these words, because words carry so much power. When the Bible says here, the word beseech, it means this, to make a very strong request. So the Word of God is doing what to you and I? Making a strong request, to you and I, the listener. We have a responsibility to what Paul is saying here to the church at Thessalonica. And another key word in this first verse is this. It means coming. Say his coming. The word coming literally means this. It means a strong presence of the Holy Spirit. A strong presence of Jesus will precede. Now, how many of you have some kind of a heater home, a portable heater of some kind anywhere, all right? The farther you get away from it, what happens? It gets colder. Closer you get to it, what? Well, guess what? We're no longer cold in the spirit. We're getting closer to the return of Christ, and we can feel his presence. I can sense the presence of God stronger than I ever have. I know my wife will say the same thing. The presence of God is stronger today than ever before. I heard her talking about our grandchildren. I believe it's carried over from their parents into them. There's a strong presence of God that even the children. But what does Joel say? In the last days, who will prophesy? All will prophesy. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, when we talk about this, I want you to understand there's a great falling away. And I want to give you some definitions of this. And then we're going to talk about some of these things. It means this when it says apostasy. It means a defection from the truth. Say defection from the truth. What is the truth? This book is the truth. What did Jesus say? I am the way, the truth, and the life. So the great apostasy refers to people that have fallen away from the truth, who have fallen away from Jesus Christ. Amen? Say a falling away of the faith. Can I go a little bit further? Because individually it speaks this way. It means someone who has abandoned their relationship with God that a person once had. How many of you know there are a lot of men who have produced babies with a woman, whether in marriage or outside of marriage, but that was the extent of it. They never were around to raise that child, never were around for skin knees or games to go to or for weddings. They just produced a baby. You understand that now? I'm here to tell you today that there are many believers, hello, that have lost the relationship with God. They said, I do at the altar here and ask Christ into their life, but there has been no activity other than coming to the cross. And that can be real falsehood. That's why this grace teaching today, there's nothing wrong with grace teaching, but it has gotten so far out of shape. It's like stretching a rubber band beyond comprehension. People think, well, I said I'm a believer, but they don't go out and become a believer because they are void of the Word of God. You and I can only be strong as the Word of God becomes stronger. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of the greatest things you and I will find when we talk about the truth is covenant. Say covenant. Covenant. Now, the Bible talks about covenants. And in fact, I did some study on this and some things I was interested to find out that there are 9 very different covenants in the Word of God. 8 of them God made with man, but there was one that God made with you and I, but he made it between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It was a covenant that was made in heaven. Think about this. Did he make a covenant with Noah, David, Abraham, Moses? Those are all covenants, but they're all wrapped up into the, say, the everlasting covenant. Hallelujah. And in those covenants, you will find blessing. You will find anything you and I need. We don't have to do anything. Christ has already done it for us. The blood covenant, say the blood covenant, is the most endearing of all covenants that there was. Amen? Now, I'm going to give you a definition of 2 words. Can I do that for you? First word is unbelief. Unbelief. Say unbelief with me. Unbelief is believing that God didn't say it. This is actually called the book of the covenant or covenants. This is God's covenant to you and I. But there are people, believers and non-believers, who don't believe that God said it. I'm here to tell you he said it and he's fulfilled it and will continue to fulfill it. Another word that trips people up is the word doubt. Doubt says simply, God said it, but I don't know that he can use me to get it done. I'm here to tell you, he's going to get you to get it done. Say, I'm not full of unbelief. I'm not full of doubt. I believe God's word. Whether I see something or not, I'm going to keep myself fixed on God's word. Say, God's word. Can I give you some definitions? The book of the covenant. It means this. It means a compact. It means a passing between 2 pieces of flesh. It was 2 Hebrew males making that kind of a commitment. A covenant is understanding that God has done something supernatural. The greatest covenant God has done was when he made it between the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. He didn't involve man because it's an everlasting, say everlasting covenant. How did he ratify that covenant? He did it by the blood of Jesus Christ. Say his blood. His blood has ratified the covenant. You and I are going to go to heaven someday. God's got mansions for us to live in. He has redeemed us and all of mankind. If we won't have unbelief and we won't have doubt, God say he's already done it. Say he's already done it. Say he's already done it. Now, I want to give you some scripture about the blood covenant. I can't go too deep into it because there's so much to say, but this everlasting covenant, say everlasting covenant, is established by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Listen to some of these scripture verses. You and I have been redeemed. Say we're redeemed. Listen to what redeemed means. It means to pay the ransom price in order to set free, to buy back from the slave market. The Bible tells us that we were once slaves in the slave market, and Jesus Christ found us there. But in order to release a slave, what do you have to do? You got to pay a ransom to the auctioneer, am I correct? Well, in this case, who's the auctioneer? Satan was, am I correct? But Jesus came along, and he knew the price that had to be paid. Satan wanted the life of Jesus Christ. But guess what? Say, guess what? Jesus said, I'm going to pay the ultimate price. I'm going to give my blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you ever noticed in John 10:10 when the Bible says very plainly that Satan comes only to steal, kill, and destroy? And I heard a preacher say this, and boy, it stuck with me. How can Satan come and steal something if you don't have it? I got news for you. I'm loaded with stuff he wants to steal, but he's not getting his hands on it. I go, keep your hands off of God's stuff. Say, keep your hands off of God's stuff. If we don't say with our mouth what we know out of the Word of God, we're already a defeated foe because he'll come after us. And he's waiting for us to say something. And most times when we say something, we'll say it in unbelief or with doubt in our heart. The Holy Spirit checked me the other day when I was preaching about healing on Wednesday nights. We've been doing that for several months. And he said to me, stop saying that I'm waiting for the manifestation of it. He said this to me. He said, you had the manifestation and here it is. I was contradicting the word. Well, I'm believing God for this. I had hands laid on me, and I'm believing and waiting for the manifestation. He says, no, you have the manifestation here because the Bible says that God's not a liar. Has he not said, will he not do? Well, see, you and I in our humanity, when we don't see something in this culture and we don't get it right away, say right away. Everybody wants it when? Yesterday. And when you take our culture and let it affect our word and the word in us, we're in trouble. Because there are some times that God, we will not manifest to us in the natural so we can see it. But the Bible says we don't go by what we see, we go by what we know. Sometimes we're waiting for God to show up here when God will show up over here. You heard the little story about the man who fell off the cliff and he's hanging onto the tree. So he yells out and he's praying, hello, hello, and he hears a voice from heaven. Yes, my son. He says, help me, I'm going to fall. And he says, let go of the tree. And the man yells back, is there anybody else up there? Don't you and I feel like that sometimes? We're calling out to God. We're on the bow of the ship. We may be waiting for an answer here, and God has a blessing over here, but we're going to void that out because as soon as I get my check, no. Don't depend on that. Depend on God's word that if you're a sower, you're a giver, there's a perpetual harvest that you can draw from at any time. Hallelujah. Say, I am already redeemed.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive.